What happens on the 1st of April is the unitary patent comes into existence, which is quite different to the European patent, the traditional European patent, in that it is a single unitary patent right that applies throughout the currently 17 EU member states that are signed up and in the unitary patent and unified patent court system. And if you are litigating a unitary patent or seeking to revoke it, there is only one court system that you can use, which is the new unified patent court. Now, that's something for the future. The immediate issue that this presents is that the unified patent court also has jurisdiction, or potentially has jurisdiction, over existing European patent rights, those that have been accumulated over the years that you and your clients may have. Now, the issue that presents itself is that once that system commences on the 1st of April, if you have a European patent that designates Germany, France, Italy, some of the other countries, unless you proactively opt it out of the unified patent court system, it will automatically fall within the unified patent court system, and that is therefore the forum that will be used for enforcement and for challenge of that patent. So that's the question that presents itself now. As of the 1st of January, the 3 months leading up to the start of the unified patent court, patentees can start opting their European patents out of the system should they so wish. The real risk that's been identified of not opting a patent out is that you are leaving it subject to a central attack. So if a third party come 2nd of April 2023 sees a very valuable or important patent of a competitor that hasn't been opted out, it has the option to file a revocation action in the Unified Patent Court, and if it's successful, you'll lose the patent right for the whole of those 17 member states, should you have it. So that is the principal risk of not thinking quite carefully at the moment about what you may wish to opt out. Now, you don't have to opt them all out by the 1st of April. You can start opting them out before the court, the Unified Patent Court, commences. And there will be a continuing period, the so-called transitional period of 7 years, which could potentially be extended to 14 years. For you to continue to make decisions about what you're doing with your existing European patents by way of opting them out or possibly opting them in. If you opt them out, you can opt them in if you choose to. You can't opt them out again, but there we go. So, as I say, the opt-out decision is really one based upon what the risks, the advantages, the disadvantages of the new system is, and you know how that is weighed against any particular patent family that you may have in Europe. Now, obviously, once a unitary patent comes into existence, and if you want to obtain a unitary patent, you have no option to opt that out. That is de facto in the system. We've only got a 30-minute session this afternoon, so we're not going to cover prosecution of your unitary patents, but that is obviously something to look at as well when you have time. As I say, the UPC covers 17 EU member states at the moment. In order to be part of the unitary patent and the UPC, first of all, the country has to be a European Patent Convention country. It also has to be an EU member state, and it must have participated in the cooperation and have ratified the agreement. So this is what the map currently looks like. Those in dark blue are part of the UPC. There are certain territories that are not. Spain took itself out of the cooperation very early on, so it's not part of the UPC. Currently, Croatia is also out, and Poland has indicated that it's probably out. But there's a range of other countries like Ireland and the Czech Republic and one or two others that are likely to join. Obviously, the UK is out as not being an EU member state, although, as you know, our politics changes on a daily basis. So this time next week, we could be back in for all we know. It's entirely possible. So it obviously includes some major jurisdictions, you know, Germany, France, Italy, the Scandinavian countries outside of Norway. So that's the state of play at the moment. So I'm going to hand over to Clements to talk about, in a bit more detail, the actual court itself and what it's made up of.
There we go. Yeah, let's have a closer look at the Unified Patent Court. So it is composed out of a first instance. There's one Court of Appeal in Luxembourg, and then you have the Court of Justice of the European Union, which is competent for referrals of question of EU law. So not only the Court of Appeal can refer questions, also the Court of First Instance is not a real appeal instance. The Court of First Instance is composed out of local divisions, regional divisions, or one regional division, and the central division. So the big chunk of work is going to do the local division. That's where most of the infringement actions will be filed, where you will have counter-revocation actions. And a local division is set up in most countries, participating countries, one for each country, for example, Paris for France, Milan for Italy, The Hague for the Netherlands. And Germany will have four local divisions due to the high number of patent cases currently.